Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. And this is the radio show that started it all 21 years ago, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Now a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. To everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially to our truck drivers, our men and women out there, our tanker yankers, our suicide jockeys, thanks for getting the petrol to the gas stations. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start off the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, it is none other than the professor of politics out in California, Kyle Loren. There they are.
There they are.
Friday night at the bar and hotel. All right. Okay, guys. See ya. All right. There we go. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the White House came out yesterday and gave some sort of half-assed comment about supporting Israel. I'll let you hear the comment that was made, and this is the little news story coming from our buddy Greg Clutchton out of the White House.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration's national security focus is de-escalation and a lasting peace.
That is what the focus of every conversation we are having from the level of the president on down.
She says it's important to remember that Hamas is a terrorist organization.
There's no justification for 1,500 rockets coming from Hamas.
And Psaki says Israel's response has the backing of the United States.
Israel has the right to self-defense.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, Kyle, I think the 1,500 rockets is a little low.
I think so, too.
Because I think it's well over 2,000, because we got to remember the situation we have going on right now, folks. We do have another war in Israel, make no mistake about it. Hamas, of course, the internationally recognized terrorist group, has unleashed thousands of missiles armed indiscriminately at the civilian targets in Israel. Now, if it were not for the sophistication and effectiveness of Israel's Iron Dome air defense system, scores of Israelis would be dead right now, right, Kyle?
Yes, that is the most unfortunately true. That's exactly right.
And the Israeli Defense Forces have responded appropriately by bombing Gaza with precision munitions aimed at Hamas terrorists, killing scores of senior terrorists and exploding the tunnels underneath Gaza. And by the way, well, I'll get into that in a minute, because you want to talk about schnookering somebody. Now, as the IDF begins its ground operations, there's no reason that Israeli leaders and the Israeli people will be wondering whether or not their key ally, the United States, will be with them as they defend themselves. We should be, we ought to be, and we damn well better be.
Now, President Biden, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan should make clear to our ally and the world and the hard left that we, America, support Israel, period. End of story.
Well, that's exactly right. And certainly full-throated messages like that, not only to the groups that would be supporting Hamas in the Middle East, places like Iran, of course, but also, as you said, Captain, the left. It has to be absolutely clear-cut that, you know, America is simply not going to tolerate the kind of things that are being said from the political left, members of Congress even, again, seem to just fly in the face of what we see happening right before our very eyes. You mentioned, Captain, about those rockets being aimed at civilians. Well, it is Hamas who is trying to create the carnage of civilians.
Yep.
It is the Israelis who discriminate in the sense that they are going to target specific Hamas places, and they do give warnings that we're coming in, we're going to do this, we're taking out
yep.
the Hamas leadership. There is a world of difference there.
Yes, absolutely. Now, here's what Israel has done so far that absolutely is brilliant. They scared Hamas and all the different revolutionaries, the Hamas terrorists, into believing that their forces were up on the border, which they were, combining and grouping on the border, to come into Gaza and be on the boots on the ground. So they went into the tunnels that they've got. They went into the tunnels to hide and wait out the bombs that are being dropped. Well, the Israelis know where most of those tunnels are. They blew up the tunnels with the terrorists in them.
Yes, exactly. Well, again, Israel has a plan. I mean, they have to constantly update how they are going to defend their territory, and in some cases, which is only 9 miles wide, you know, this kind of thing. So, yeah, they absolutely have to be ready, and they're implementing the steps that they have to take.
And they're destroying the people that are trying to destroy them before they get the opportunity to do the same thing. And to that, I say kudos. That's a brilliant strategy by their military to figure out, you know, where these tunnels were, and they've actually got people on the ground. They've got the Mossad on the ground watching to see where they go when they disappear, and then they target that target, and boom, that's it. Goodbye. See ya.
Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Lots of news tonight. Going to be a busy weekend, tell you that right now, if we haven't figured that out already. And we'll be right back with more right after these messages coming to you from your local station.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, that's exactly what I plan on doing. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, who's waiting patiently on the telephone line for me to get back to him. Now, folks, here's the deal. Here's the deal. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends, our very good friends, over at Relief Factor. Now, I talk to Pete and Seth Talbot at least once, sometimes twice a week, on conference calls that they have. And I would like to report to you that they're getting a lot of great reports from you guys and gals out there as to the Relief Factor that you're taking and how it's working for you. And that's the whole point behind it. Now, I am one of those people that also takes Relief Factor. And I take it religiously 2 times a day, have been for about 6 years now. But every now and then I have to take it 3 times a day because I have to step up the dosage a little bit because of what goes on with my left foot and ankle. And I've been going through that for a little bit more than a week right now, working on my 2nd week. But things are getting better. It just takes a little extra time because of the situation that I have. But it is what it is. So, and I'm not complaining. So what I take it for is because of the inflammation that happens in my right foot, or I'm sorry, my left foot. There we go. Left foot and left ankle and left leg. And if you have inflammation, if you have swelling, if you have pain, this will go right straight to the source, lower or even eliminate the pain. Also, it's because of what's in it. All natural. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product. And it supports a healthy response and helps with the healing process, too. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You'll come to the page where it's got a little video, tells you all about what's there. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and that's what you'll get is the 3-week quick start for $19.95. And you will know at the end of that 3rd week, by then, for sure, whether or not the product will work for you. If it doesn't, you're only out $20, and you say, okay, didn't work, don't send any more. But otherwise, They'll put you on automatic shipping. It'll come to you automatically, and away you go. So I will tell you that many of the people that have taken it are still taking it because when they get off it, it stops working, and they find out they got to go back on it again. And I'm one of those people. I mean, I tried it one time to see if I could get away without it. Nope, didn't work because of the inflammation, the swelling, and the pain I was having. But I'll tell you what, it does work. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I'm not underestimating or understating the fact we have a lot to talk about. We just got done talking about Israel pounding the Hamas positions, and, of course, we got not just Israel involved in this. Hezbollah stepped up into the mix. Apparently, the Iranian proxies in Iraq wanted in on this, too. And then whoever it is that's in Syria, probably Hezbollah again, maybe some more of the Iranian proxies, we just don't know, started firing rockets from over there. So they added another area they were firing rockets from. Now, I will say this. The White House yesterday was questioned by Fox News about the timing of the sudden change in the CDC guidance on the masks as Joe Biden is facing all these crises around there.
Right, exactly. And, yes, Jen Psaki got some questions from Peter Ducey from Fox News asking about, number one, you know, the timing of this in terms of what was the scientific trigger here, you know, what was the tipping point. And Jen Psaki kind of responded that Dr. Walensky from the CDC had already given a bunch of interviews on that whole subject, and she proceeded to go down a few of the talking points. But then there was the question about President Biden in recent times saying that without waiting until everybody got a shot, basically, almost all the adult Americans, that it was, quote, Neanderthal thinking, right, to not be able to, you know, to drop some of these restrictions and so forth. I don't think she liked that question either very much.
No shot, wear mask.
Right.
All right, and here's kind of what we got yesterday, a little gist of this, the sorting out of the new CDC mask guidance. Now listen to this.
Several states immediately embraced new guidelines from the CDC that say fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks in most situations. But other states and some businesses are taking a wait-and-see attitude. White House spokesman Jen Psaki says the transition is going to take some time.
We're eager to get back to a version of normal, but we need a little bit of time to implement it.
One lingering question for businesses is how to determine who has been vaccinated and who hasn't. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that's the last point. That was what you and I were talking about before the show came on the air. I believe we're going to get to a point where you're going to have to prove you've been vaccinated at these stores. And I believe you're going to have your little CDC card with you. Even though we've been told that, you know, that isn't going to be necessary, like down here in Florida, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. But I believe because of the liability that's involved and everybody's scared to death, they're going to get sued, right?
That's right.
That's where we're going with these businesses. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think so.
Well, I think it's moving in that direction, although you're going to find, too, that some restaurateurs and shopkeepers and so forth, especially small business, are going to have a tougher time trying to implement whether or not you have a vaccination card or can prove you're vaccinated if you're not wearing a mask, because they simply are not going to want to have a lot of the confrontation. The larger stores, I think, will have bigger resources, security guards, this kind of thing that will be able to take up that slack. But it's, you know, as you were talking about it, you know, there's the vaccination card that people have. Unfortunately, you know, some of those cards were available on eBay, you know, in recent times here. And so there's going to be some people who are going to cheat. So we're going to find, I think, that we're going to see more calls for some kind of, quote, vaccine passport. But especially in states like yours, Captain, I think the Governor DeSantis reiterated we're not going to have vaccine passports in this state. So there's going to be a little bit of lock and horns here across the country, I think.
But he left it up to the businesses, the individual businesses, as to what they wanted to do. Now, we're going to take a look now at the gas situation, because this weekend is when things should start to be getting a little better, right?
That's what we understand from the energy secretary, right?
Well, I can tell you that it doesn't look that way. Sorry,
yes.
Folks. Here's the deal. First of all, the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., more gas stations there are out of gas than anywhere else right now.
That's right. That's right. And because, again, there was so much panic buying, it just ran dry.
And the price gouging that's going on is intense, and we know that. And here's why. Now, I told you that yesterday crude oil dropped, but today crude oil is up. West Texas crude, $1.56 a gallon. I'm sorry, barrel, up to $65.37. And Brent crude is up $1.68 a barrel to $68.71. Now, where the rubber meets the road is the wholesale price of gasoline without taxes. It went up 3 cents a gallon from $2.10 to $2.13. And diesel went up 4 cents a gallon from where it was at $2 yesterday without the taxes to $2.04. So now, here we go again with the prices going back up when they had dropped nicely. And it looks like as if we're going to be paying for what we're going to be getting again. I've seen a lot of prices, and so have you. What's the price in your backyard out there in California?
Well, it does vary. There is a little bit of variance in it. For example, around the corner from me, 87 octane, the lower grade, $3.95. But just a couple of blocks away, it could be as much as $4.12 a gallon.
And see, it shouldn't do that.
Exactly, yeah.
The price is all the same, unless delivery is entering into it somewhere. But the price is pretty much all the same, and they're, you know, it's okay to make a reasonable amount of money, but it sounds like you're being gouged there around the corner, as you put it.
Right. Well, but again, yeah, and a lot of times, especially these gas stations, smaller gas stations, they have very small margins, you know, in terms of where they make their profit.
It's a penny or two.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So, but again, in Southern California, it's kind of not the best test case because mm-hmm. our gas prices are already so high. But it does affect the economy. It does affect people's decision on buying other stuff when mm-hmm. the gas prices skyrocket.
Now, yesterday, Liz Cheney, who had been voted out of her leadership position, was replaced by Elise Stefanik. She was voted in by a large margin to the number three position in the House of Representatives. We'll get into more of that when we come back as I hear the music coming. But this is significant, and now you're going to hear a more unified voice coming from the Republicans, even though they're going to use Liz Cheney on Sunday, the talking head shows, to make it sound like as if the Republicans are in disarray when they actually are not. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
1 week after a cyber attack took out a pipeline that supplies gas to much of the East Coast, many gas stations are still empty.
I got stuck in the parking lot because I didn't think that I was going to have enough gas to make it home. So my mom had to come and, like, pick me up, and then we, like, switched cars.
That woman was in Charlotte, North Carolina, where most of the gas stations are closed. The situation is the same in Washington, D.C.
Colonial Pipeline recently restarted distribution of fuel after reportedly paying $5 million in ransom. A Florida politician has agreed to a plea deal and says he will cooperate with the federal investigation of North Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to 6 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a child, during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are going to do it, and that total comes from internet and terrestrial radio stations as well. We have a very large presence on the internet with these different streams that are out there from the affiliates that we have, plus the other places where you can hear us around the world, and we appreciate everybody, too. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico Insurance is where I have my insurance, and I'll tell you why. They simply are the best at what they do, and they save me a bunch of money. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, whether it's the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They also cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance policy or your condo insurance through your local Geico insurance agency or the website. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, .com for more information, and it'll prompt you there, ask you for a zip code, and ask you if you want to get a rate or what it is you want to do, and just have at it. Take advantage of what's there. And I'm telling you, you're going to really appreciate the fact that I told you about it, because, again, all they've done for me for the past 18 years that I've been with them, roughly, is save me a bunch of money. And when I've needed to have a claim taken care of, no problem whatsoever. So there you go. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Again, a lot going on in the world in which we live in, huh?
No kidding. Big time.
All right. Well, Representative Elise Stefanik was elected the House GOP number 3 yesterday, replacing Liz Cheney. And she and Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy had a joint press conference interview, if you will. I watched it on Fox because that's where I saw it. I'm sure they might have been on somewhere else, but I did see them on Fox. So it was very interesting because the message is now unified. What I heard was a unified message. I didn't hear Liz Cheney trying to put any of her nonsense out there. And, oh, by the way, folks, get ready. This Sunday, all the talking head shows are going to be going after Liz Cheney because they want to get that dissension and that dissent out there from Liz Cheney because, after all, she's a Republican. She's part of an establishment, part of a family that was in Washington, D.C. for X amount of years. And Dick Cheney and George W. Bush, I can hear them talking now, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And of course, the whole angle will be, well, this is all because Donald Trump approves now of Ms. Stefanik, basically. And so that's how they're moving forward. And so because their angle has to be, you know, bringing Trump back into it or trying to cast aspersions, basically. But you said, Captain, about the unified voice. That is going to be so key. You know, for better or for worse, the Democrats were very unified because they were trying to go against Donald Trump in the election. And so that allowed them to put aside a lot of the differences that I think we're seeing start to really come out now. But the GOP with a unified voice, a unified plan, and a unified message, they're going to be able, I think, to counter all these things we're seeing happening with the Biden administration. It's not going to be a cakewalk. There's no doubt about that. But when you have party unity, you have a great strength.
And there was a comment made yesterday about inflation. I don't know which one of the three made it, but I don't know if you picked up on it. Did you hear the comment about the inflation?
What was that?
Inflation is the hidden tax that costs all Americans.
Oh, big time. You know, just simply, you know, we've heard a lot of talk about Jimmy Carter lately.
Up until now, he was the worst president ever.
Well, yeah, exactly. But
and
think
I believe
that. I believe it too in that mm-hmm. sense. He wasn't a bad person, but he was a very, very bad leader in that sense. And some folks listening to us may not have been born yet in the 70s.
Yep.
But those of us who remember the 70s remember what was called the Carter malaise.
We had two gas lines under him.
Yes, exactly right.
Yep.
And the inflation was rampant. Interest rates were, what, double digits?
Yep.
You know, and so forth. And that set the stage, obviously, for Reagan. But Jimmy Carter just began to just spiral downward to the point where I remember Saturday Night Live. Dan Aykroyd came out when he did the impression of Carter back then. And he came out with some crazy opening speech where he said, I want everybody to go out and burn 10% of their money to try to stop the inflation problem, basically. And they were trying to make a comedy show. But honestly, it was getting that bad.
Well, if you haven't been to a grocery store lately and it's you go once a month or once every couple of weeks, you're going to be in sticker shock when you go and see what's going on. Because with the price of fuel going up, the surcharge goes up. The freight goes up, the price goes up on the shelf, and it's just a revolving spiral that is uncontrollable at the present time. Until we get this under control with the fuel and with the general inflation that's going on, and it's got to be a priority. And Biden, they act like they don't know how to do this.
And they act like it's really great that somehow you know, all this talk about the gas shortage, quote
and
unquote.
Stimulus money, I've heard that again. Oh, we're going to have another $4 trillion.
Yeah, well, anything to get people more dependent on government or change their mindset about that. As you mentioned, Captain, about going to the store. Well, of course, anybody who goes to a grocery store, as you said, is going to see that sticker shock. And what's going to happen then is people are going to say, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to spend money on other stuff. I'm not going to go out to eat as, you know, hardly at all at this point. And just at the time when we're trying to get the economy really started up again, people are going to hunker down because they're going to see the price of a loaf of bread and the price of a gallon of milk literally go through the roof for them.
Yeah, and it definitely is going up. I mean, you can see it. All you got to do is go and watch. Okay, well, we'll change the subject there to something a little bit more pleasant, because unfortunately, folks, I wish I could say something that would make you feel better about this, but it's not. The prices of everything are going up. And by the way, the stimulus, shoot. That's gone. That's long gone, except where you're at.
Right. Well, it's free money day. I've evidently in California, with Governor Newsom trying very hard to beat the recall.
By a vote.
Exactly. But, but of course there are some restrictions in terms of income and so forth. But it also, there's free money going to illegal aliens as well. And, again, this is the strategy of Governor Gavin Newsom, evidently.
Now, the teachers union president of the American Federation of Teachers, not the big one, the NEA, was slammed for suddenly rebranding their position on school openings. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, again, the teachers unions in general have been fighting this thing tooth and nail, insisting on full vaccinations of all children and of all the teachers and all the students, I should say. So it's like they've been throwing up roadblocks, kind of like on the one hand, well, we want to get back to teaching, but we can only get back to teaching if our long list of demands is met, and it's impossible to get there, you know, kind of a thing. But I do think that there's been a major political shift, and they're figuring out that the parents, especially the people in the community, have had it. Their kids are literally going insane. I'm not trying to be funny. They need to get back to school, and they can't have these roadblocks. And so I think it's finally starting. The dam is breaking, basically.
Yeah, and we'll stick on education for a second, because a Virginia parent was very vocal. I saw them. Did you see the parent on television?
Which one was that?
In Virginia, talking to the school board.
I think so, yeah.
It got rather rowdy, because it wasn't just this one individual parent. There were more. But the parent called out the divisive critical race theory on America's Newsroom on Fox. I happen to see it over there. Said it had no educational value. Now, what really got your attention, if you were watching this, was the person doing the complaining was a black mother.
Now that you mention it, I do remember seeing that clip. Exactly.
And she let him have it.
Well, you see, again, it's about ideas. It's not about skin color. It's not about race. It's not about your ethnicity. America is built on ideas, and she had the right idea, Captain. Absolutely. That's what binds us. That's what makes us Americans.
Yep. Now, let's talk about Texas for a minute. Texas has taken it upon themselves to police their own border, because they don't have the help from the federal government. They don't have enough Customs and Border Patrol people, so they're interjecting their National Guard and their Texas State Patrol, I believe they call it Department of Public Safety, and the sheriffs are along the border as well. And it has been pointed out that we're going to have to do this after the break. Maybe next hour, but we will tell you that there's been a whole bunch of drugs found along the border, because as Texas has closed in with their law enforcement people, they've ditched the drugs and taken, gone back to Mexico to live to fight another day. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And yeah, we got some weather to talk about tonight for sure. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Joe Biden is going to say what?
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way with her husband, Don, and they run a place called the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Check them out, and they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, the largest truck stop chain in the country. We're very proud and very honored to have them aboard the program. And I stopped there myself on quite a few occasions because I like that free cup of coffee, and I stopped there, and they do have good coffee. So pull in there, tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. But better than that, join the driver's club, and then you'll get points for the food you buy, the fuel you buy, and the supplies you buy in the trucker's store, and they add up real quick, get yourself a bunch of discounts, and save you more money. All right, here we go, a little Rod Stewart tonight. boy, oh boy, oh boy. Rod Stewart from back in the day, he just started out. That was one of his early hits, Kyle, Hot Legs.
That's right, yeah, back in 1977, one of my favorite lines, gonna need a shot of vitamin E.
Yeah, vitamin.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm a working man, working man, he said like that. I'm a working man. All right, well, let's get started here. We've got scattered severe thunderstorms and developing flood risk in the central part of the U.S., and out west, another fire weather threat. By the way, something coming in. Looks like another system coming in off the west coast. Now, scattered severe thunderstorms are expected across portions of the central and southern high plains today and Saturday. Elevated to critical fire weather conditions are forecast across parts of the western U.S. from today through Monday. Heavy rainfall is forecast from the western Gulf Coast into the Midwest for this weekend into much of next week. And we had a whole bunch of storms earlier on today in Kansas and Oklahoma and western Texas. And it looks like as if that's going to continue tomorrow. But, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. It looks like we're going to be seeing some weather coming in here in the next couple of days. Looks like Monday, Seattle looks like they're going to start getting some rain, maybe Tuesday starting up, Tuesday or Wednesday perhaps in Portland, so we'll definitely keep our eye on that. But the main thing on the map tonight, Captain, is a fire weather warning, and that stretches through parts of Utah, St. George, still been there for several nights, a little bit north of there, but now stretching down into Arizona, down through Kingman, but also all around Las Vegas. Now, there are going to be some gusty winds, south-southwesterly winds in the region. They've also got the relative humidity that's going to be low. And so you're going to have a high fire danger, especially all through the first part of the weekend. So be careful in those areas as you might see those temperatures soar as well. And that stretches, again, from Las Vegas. And it looks like it's going up north of Las Vegas, up to about Alamo, and a place called Caliente. I bet you it's going to be Caliente there.
Yeah, that sounds like a hot sauce.
Exactly.
All right. Well, again, folks, in the central part of the country, in particular Kansas, so you're going to have some storms firing up, Oklahoma, western part of Texas, just like yesterday, all the way down from Amarillo down to Midland, Texas. They're going to be firing up. They're going to be moving to the east. We could also have some weather in the western Gulf. And it could be moving across with what we're looking at right now. All the conditions are there to do that. Now, we do have some wind along the panhandle of Florida over towards Tallahassee, actually the big Great Bend right now, making things a little bit windy right in that area. Again, along the Mississippi River, let me see here. We do have, again, some areas that are flooding. In Illinois, near Springfield, Illinois, between Springfield and the river, and also down in Arkansas, east of Little Rock, all those little tributaries in there are near flood stage right now from all the rain that they've had in the past, so be aware of that. That could create some havoc, and I do see some scattered flood watches down in Louisiana as well, a lot of rain they've had down there. Now, tonight we have one other little thing to look at, and that's up in New England. We have the entire state of New Hampshire and the western half of Maine, which is right now under a fire weather watch, which is kind of unusual for up there, Kyle.
It sure is, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what we got going. The temperatures are cool, but not as cold as they've been up there in the north, coming across I-80 and I-90, in particular Michigan, so LJ doesn't have to have the heat turned down as high as she might have had earlier during the course of the week. But that's the way the weather looks right now. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, folks, that the weather is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. When you see that sign out there in the interstate, truckers pull on in there. And you folks in the RVs, they love you guys, too. They've got pumps there for the RVs, and they got places where you can park. And they got the sanitary dump there if you need it at most of the Pilot, or most of the Flying J's. Pilots are kind of few and far between as to where that's at. But you will at least be able to take advantage of the RV club if you join that. And that will also save you money on your fuel. The more you buy, the cheaper it is.
That's exactly right, Captain. And by the way, I mentioned this the other night, and I think you've seen this too. They've got the spicy chicken sandwich that has arrived now.
I've had it.
And I'll bet it's great.
It is.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah,
yeah,
and it just, it looks so tantalizing, and so definitely if you're pulling into a Pilot or Flying J, avail yourself of that. And also, Captain, of course, throughout this whole issue incident with the Colonial Pipeline, the Pilot Flying J has continued to update its customers because they know that you need to know where you can get fuel and what's happening, and I thought that was just a really great thing that they did, constantly updating their customers on that.
Well, that's true, and their trucks, I've seen their trucks everywhere delivering fuel. Again, the problem with the fuel is not enough drivers to deliver the fuel. I've seen a lot of leased trucks, a lot of rented trucks out there pulling tankers, which means that they've hired some more drivers as you could get them and stuck them in a rental truck, and they're out there delivering the gas, diesel, and jet fuel and whatnot to wherever it needs to be done, and they're doing it as quickly as they can.
That's exactly right. And, of course, don't forget, as the captain always tells you, join the Drivers Club. That's the My Rewards Plus app as well. You can download on your phone. And as captain, pro drivers, we understand, they can earn up to 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills when they activate the tiered points program. And so definitely go to pilotflyingj.com, download the app today.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And the best part of it is it's free.
That's right.
Yeah, free
to download, exactly.
All righty. Hold that thought. We're coming back, folks, right after the top of the hour with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the next hour, we'll have a Ron Edwards notebook, by the way. And when we come back, we've got plenty to talk about. We're going to talk about those drugs that they've been finding along the Texas border. Rather than get caught, the people hauling it drop the drugs, hop back in a boat, and sail back over across the way. And that's what's going on right now. A lot of it in Texas.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.